Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
The Little Araldi Middle Isle has become a little world of its own. And the boss of Little UK, Ryan McDonnell, says that the discount supermarket, you know, the unusual stock that it offers maybe once a week and right in the middle of the shop, it can range from inflatable to bladeless fans, heated blankets, thermal pants, you name it. Seemingly, it has a bigger male following than anything else. And I want to talk to fans of the Little Middle Isle on the show today. Our own tech correspondent, Jess Kelly, is with me because you love that kind of junk, as I call it.
It's not junk. I am astounded that you're not a Middle Isle one.
No, I'm not at all.
I cannot. I genuinely...
I can hand on my heart tell you I've never bought anything in the Little Middle Isle.
Oh, you are
not
missing
once.
Out. I have gone in, you know, to buy, you know, some pasta. And maybe some Parmesan cheese. You go in for two things and you leave with a onesie, a birdhouse and a fire pit.
Yeah, well, more fool you.
No, I love it. Nothing gives me more joy. I'm actually not allowed to do the food shop now because every time I'd go in to get a few bits, I'd end up coming home with some random... Like, I bought one of those all-in-one onesies for adults.
How many times have you worn it? Literally a big baby.
It's not about that. It's about the joy. It's about the joy it brings. I just think it unlocks something in me. I'm like that with, you know, the 2 euro shops or anything like that. I just love the random mix of things. The only thing I would never buy in the middle aisle is a tech product that I haven't, you know, entirely heard of before, because I'd be very wary in terms of the quality and the durability of technology. But give me adult colouring books. Give me fancy markers. Give me 7 different types of notebook that I don't need. Give me, as I said, the birdhouse. I had to stop myself buying the fire pit when we...
This
is embarrassing. So I don't drive. And I got off the Lewis, went into one of these shops, ended up in the middle aisle. And again, went in for beans or something like that. Had a walk around the middle aisles. And 5'5" me was standing there lifting the fire pit box, seeing if I could walk home with it. And I actually just was like, Jessica, you need to cop yourself on because that's a bridge too far.
Yeah.
But I genuinely don't know if I'll get over the fact that you're not into them.
Well, by all accounts, anyway, from chatting to the team here today, I must be totally alone, you know, in my lack of love for Little's Middle Isle. Laura Mullett, fashion stylist and journalist, is with us on the line. Are you as passionate about the Middle Isle as Jess is, Laura?
I'm so passionate, I'd actually like it worked into my title for the next time I contribute to this show. You're on one side of this or you're on the opposite side and there's only one right side. I want to get Pilates equipment. I want to get slippers I can put in the microwave.
Yep.
I want dried pasta that has a questionable end date.
Yep.
I just think it's the best thing ever.
So these are some of the questionable items you've obviously purchased there.
100%. The best thing I got though was, I love the Le Creux set, Dutch oven kind of sets that are so expensive. Yeah. They're like hundreds and hundreds of euro, right? I got one the exact colour of my mint kitchen. You couldn't write it, for 20 euro, and I cook every meal in it. And I've had it for years. I throw it in the dishwasher. Like, a lot of the stuff, the crockery and the pots and pans, like, they're really, really lovely bits. And obviously, like, I love around the summertime when there's like swimming pools, and I do go down that road as well. But I actually have got some things that I've brought into my home and they're a part of my everyday life. I try not to be wasteful, but you know what? It sparks a little bit of joy and it's a little bit of a dopamine hit to just kind of impulse grab those weird socks or a yoga mat or some kind of a weird tie stretch exercise thing that I may never use, but I like the idea of it because it makes me feel like a better person.
Well, who knew that I was going to come out as the queen of sustainability in this conversation anyway? First time for everything. Damien O'Reilly is a lecturer in retail management at TU Dublin. Damien is... Well, first of all, Damien, like, what Lidl are telling us is that it's mainly men, but clearly not from listening to Jess and Laura, who are purchasing in the middle aisle.
Well, you'd have to believe what the MD was saying, that it is generally men, and men are attracted to those areas because a lot of the times they have tools and things that might attract men over to it rather than things that may attract the female population. But what's fair about it is when it's gone proposition. And one of the things that, you know, it brings people in, as you said, buy your pasta, buy your Parmesan, and then you spend 10 euros on that, but then you might spend another 20 euros on the middle aisle. And the one of the things they're saying now is is the that Aldi and Lidl now next week are offering, before Christmas, they're offering a shed, you know, for 50
you want to
euros.
See, I have to interrupt you. If you could see Jess Kelly's
a
face
shed?
As
Go
you
on.
As you said that, Damien.
Go on, please.
But no, the shed is to put all the things you haven't used in from the
do need that.
Yeah, here's an extra room for the rubbish we've managed to get you to buy.
The, you know, things like, you know, people get mistaken ideas. You got to be careful when you go down there. The psychology of what's happening when you're down there is that.
Tell me,
you know,
about that. I'm interested in this part now.
Well, you've seen something like, you know, the Great British Bake Off, or you know, where they're making cakes, or you see a cookery program and somebody's making bread, and you kind of say, do you know what? You know, and then the next thing is you see a homemade bread maker, and you kind of think, oh, I'll do that and I'll use that. And you know what? You use it once and you never use it again. So it's kind of the psychology of it. You got to be careful when you're going down there. You know, it's a place of surprise, delight. You know, it's kind of a bit of entertainment in kind of a dull grocery shopping, and the kind of we make kind of slightly unhinged decisions when we're there. But it's very clever and it's well done. You know, it's kind of, if you look at it, it's piled kind of haphazardly, you know, and it's giving you the impression that costs are cut to a minimum because it's not displayed well. So you get extreme value and you start, like, not missing the opportunity. So, but the one of the things from the retailer's point of view is that, like, if you were to spend 100 euros in Lidl or Aldi, they're making around 12%. So they've bought that product, the grocery products, for around, you know, 85, 88 euros. So they don't make a lot of money on that. But they might make between, you know, they'd make substantially more on the middle aisle, you know,
do
and
they?
It accounts for around 15. Well, it accounts for around 15 to 20% of their sales, they would estimate.
Yeah, sure, so of course it does. And you have people like Jess and Laura here and buying absolute the nonsense of the week. So, and I'm interested because, you know, you really see the idea, the concept of the middle aisle. It's not just Lidl, though. It's Aldi as well, Damien, too, isn't it? The both do it.
No, Lidl and Aldi, yeah, the discounters. But, you know, it's kind of part of what they do with the psychology is it's in the middle, so you have to go down and gravitate towards it.
Oh,
so you shop around
walk
it,
across the whole then, shop.
Yeah, and then what's happening is, you know what, you kind of think, I'm in the discounter, I've actually saved money, so do you know what, I may as well spend it on and get some inspiration and find something that makes me a bit happier. So that's what happens in the middle aisle.
Well, I've been asking people today about the most ridiculous, you know, middle aisle purchases that they've made, right? So this listener tells me, we bought a pizza oven that goes on the barbecue about 2 years ago, still in the box. Another listener, their housemate came home with two pool noodles. You know the big long things?
Oh,
they have?
Yeah.
From the middle aisle. So they could play gladiators in the back garden.
You can repurpose them and make some gorgeous decorations for Christmas. I've been watching videos online of how to do that. If you don't want them, give them to me and save me buying some.
A few years ago, Aidan popped into Lidl to get bread, milk and a few bits. Came out with an 80 litre fish tank. I now absolutely have to avoid the middle aisle because I just can't trust myself to buy things that I don't need. Gary in Limerick says the middle aisle, it's where men go on a Thursday to meet like-minded souls looking for things that we never knew we needed. Jamie is on the line. Jamie, how much stuff have you bought at Lidl's middle aisle?
Oh yeah, it's a regular thing now at this stage, but I think this time of year it's kind of good for the ski coats and the ski boots that would regularly normally cost about 40 euros.
Now, do you ski, Jamie?
You no, just, I don't. No.
Well, so you never know. You never know. You might go somewhere, Jamie.
Yeah,
have you the whole gear
in line next week?
Oh, are you? Well,
not
then.
Myself, for the kids. Yeah. For the kids now.
But
and the base layer stuff.
Yeah. So, okay, well, if you get use out of it, I can see the merit in it. But if you just have the gear sitting in the house and don't ski.
Oh, yeah, sitting in the front room wearing it. No, it's for the kids. And obviously, it's a lot more expensive in the normal retail shops, you know. But there is a lot of stuff that you would go in and end up buying that you wouldn't use, you know, as well.
I've just remembered I've got a fishing set somewhere. I bought a fishing rod. Could you imagine me ever going fishing?
Like, this is... What?
I don't know. I literally just got a flashback
fishing rod
of me walking home with a fishing rod. I don't actually know. Maybe
what
I
else?
Do need intervening.
What else, Jamie, have you bought?
Oh, fly killers. Oh, you name it. A lot of stuff, you know. Stuff that'll end up there. Angle grinders, lawnmowers, you know. A lot of things that you probably wouldn't use.
The tools are great in there, though. Like, I know a few friends who've bought, you know, full toolkits or drill bits or a little screwdriver sets. You can get little bits and pieces that are very useful to have, you know, in the junk drawer in the house.
Jessica, only if you use them.
I'm being Jessica now.
They're only useful if you use them. Like,
yeah, but I like having them in case of emergency.
A fishing emergency. Laura, like, am I the only, am I mad? Laura Mullet might have some, you know, put some reason or sense on this. Like, I feel like I'm the only person.
I feel sad for you. I feel like you're missing out on the rush we're all experiencing. And also, Jess, I don't drive either. So maybe it's people that don't drive love the women, the aisle that are women. I don't know. I don't know. I'm confused. But I'll tell you this. I have found some of my best purchases there. The slow cooker gets used. That pot I told you guys about that I'm really excited about. I'll shoot you a picture of it later. But no, I think it's great to find something in this complicated world. Makes us so happy.
Texter bought a robotic mower. Must be a lawnmower, is it? In the middle of the aisle. 350 quid. Was a battle to get in first thing in the morning, though, elbowing other people out of the way. Great value, and it's great, apparently, too, says this listener.
There you are.
Yeah. What about you, Damien? Like, are you a little aisle purchaser?
I'm quite sceptical. Sorry, not sceptical, but when I, you know, there are things that I like and the things that I approach, you know, during the summer and getting a new barbecue and so on. And then I'm kind of thinking maybe it's better when it's not the summer and you get things that are on sale. So basically, how do you do the comparisons? It's very difficult to do comparisons with one product and the next because you don't have information or maybe not enough information to make that decision. But yeah, I would buy stuff in that. But I tend to go down nowadays with kind of the hat on, say, do you need it? Do I really need it? Am I going to use it? You know, because I was in the habit of buying stuff that I didn't particularly need and probably have, you know, six ratchet sets, you know, and I can't find any of them, but they're there somewhere. Or foot pumps is another one that I've bought. Mm. I've got three or four of them. And, you know, one of the things, though, with them is, you know, you need to be able to return and keep your receipts with you if the product breaks down, whatever. So, you know, I was enticed into buying an air fryer there recently in one of the discounters. I have to bring it back because it's not working at the moment.
Right.
But I am tempted.
Yeah. Shane and Kerry sent me in a photograph here. Whitley, see this. He bought a paddling pool. But I think it's a paddling pool. Is it for these two birds? They're not.
Are they emus or something?
Yeah,
they look like emus.
So he bought it for them, for the emus.
But you see, this is why I don't get why you don't go into these middle aisles. I can imagine you doing your food shop on a Sunday and coming home with a little jacuzzi for the garden.
I actually have a friend who bought one of these 400 euro, like a full on hot tub for four people in, I don't know which, Lidl or Aldi.
I can imagine you
I'd say
doing
it was
that.
Used once.
Yeah, I think you could. Sorry, you had a hammock in your garden at one stage.
Yeah, but I got that in Home Savers or something. That was from
but that's the same kind of thing.
Yeah, but I wanted it. I didn't buy it when I was in doing my food shop. Another listener tells me they too bought the paddling pool out of Lidl. A soup maker, still in the box 4 years later, but I don't regret it. It's brought me joy.
There you go.
I'm going to bring you joy. It's still in the box. The little aisle, it's the most ridiculous thing, but I did see a triangle hard plastic sandwich lunchbox, which I love.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. This texter once nearly bought a pie maker in the middle aisle for 14 euro. I've never made a pie in my life. What's worse is that I only went in for cheap chocolate. So if I see a piece of equipment that is cheap, I might buy. It's irrelevant if I'm qualified to use it because I'll just tell myself that I'll somehow learn to use it someday. And finally, Ferguson Burr says, I've just left Lidl. Oh. I went in for Rasher's sausages. I came out with an LED Christmas tree, winter sports socks, was tempted to get the crepe maker, contemplated buying the 65-inch Philips TV, hooked every time I go, says Fergus.
Oh, I'm going to go now and get one of those Christmas trees.
Do you look at the brochure or the app on a, you know, the week in advance to see what's coming into the middle aisle?
No, because then I get fear of missing out. And so if I see something in the app or brochure and then I don't have time to go down and be the first one there at 9 o'clock, and then if it's not available, I went from Lidl to Lidl one time because there was something. And again, remember, I don't drive. So this was a trick.
This is real commitment.
I can't remember what it was, but I remember going from Lidl to Lidl. So I don't like knowing because then I get upset if I don't get it.
Have you queued, Laura?
I remember queuing up for a tent one time that would have only cost about 20 euro from somewhere else as well. But I don't know, there was something about the thrill of it, the persistence. Yeah. And it was like, I'm going to get this. And another time I remember I got one of those, you know, those little barbecue pit things, but it was one you could cook on with a grill. And we did actually get a right bit of crack out of it and kind of hover around like we're in a movie. So I don't know. I think everything's what you make it, but I feel like I've been lucky. I haven't got any purchases that have broken. Like, I bought a lot of electric stuff, like hand blenders and things like that.
Yeah.
And like, they're still going strong 7-8 years later. So maybe it's a bit of a lottery too. It depends what you buy. Or, but I would never kind of look in catalogues. I think that would take the rush away. I think it's more fun to go in and forage and just kind of see what's there.
Jamie, do you go in every Thursday looking for the middle aisle goods?
No, it wouldn't be every Thursday now, but sometimes if there's something in the brochure, my wife would give me the heads up to yeah. pick it up or whatever.
Why not? Listener here says, it should be called the impulse aisle rather than the middle aisle. Another texter tells me they bought an electric winch crane to lift 250 kilograms four
wow.
years ago. Still in the box, but one day we might use it. Another listener tells me lots of tradesmen pick up Lidl and Aldi tools, cheap to do the job and no worry at all if they're lost. Yeah, like I can see the merit in that, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Lidl's middle aisle for all your cheap thrills. Jess Kelly.
So I love this conversation.
Yeah, Laura Mullet. Jamie, thanks a million for getting in touch with us. Also as well, Damien O'Reilly there is a lecturer in retail management at TU Dublin. David in Limerick. I'm a great DIY enthusiast and I do most of my own painting and DIY in the middle aisle is paradise for me because I get all of my bolt, screw, fixings and tools so much cheaper than the big DIY stores. And to be honest, they're better quality. Keep your thoughts coming into us. 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.